Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Chamber Channel's Five Questions podcast. This is the place where we take a deep dive with industry leaders for an inside look at their world and how they can make a difference in yours.
You don't have to look too far to see the artwork that Amiri Ferris has on display. He's been featured in public spaces and galleries in the Lowcountry and beyond. To celebrate National Arts and Humanities Month, Amiri visited our studio to talk about the local arts community, telling the Gullah story through the arts, and more. Let's listen.
So Amiri, tell us about your artistic journey. What initially inspired you to pursue a career in the arts?
Well, I've pretty much been an artist all my life. And when I was younger, I took art classes at the Armory Art School in West Palm Beach, Florida. So I think I was 7 years old and we didn't have art in school back then. So my parents wanted me to have an education. So that's kind of where I started to become more of a developed artist. And then when I was in high school, I attended Quest Theater, where I learned how to paint sets and again, took art classes from different well-known artists. And then I attended Savannah College of Art and Design, where I received my MFA in painting and my BFA in illustration. So after graduating from SCAD, I guess I became more of a professional artist, where I started showing in galleries and museums and, you know, having different art shows.
What inspires your style? I mean, your artwork, we see it a lot around, you know, around town in the Lowcountry, whether it's that mural, that beautiful mural at TCL, or, you know, the event posters that you do. What really inspires you?
So, yeah, that's a good question. I think I'm inspired just by everyday life. So I like to take walks a lot. I'm inspired by nature and just little events, I think, that happen throughout the day. And then I'm also inspired by, you know, artwork as well. So I go to like a museum or an art exhibition and see new pieces of artwork and inspired that way. And then also by reading like comic books and manga and different things like that. So I kind of have, when I get to those points where I'm like uninspired, those are the different things that I kind of do to get inspired. And again, I'll see maybe like a flower or something, or the way that a cloud passes in the sky. And I'm like, oh, wouldn't that be cool to incorporate that into a painting?
Mm-hmm. And a lot of your work really draws upon, you know, the Gullah lifestyle that's local to here. What sort of draws you to those themes, and what do you hope to convey through your art?
So yeah, I'm very inspired by the Gullah Geechee culture, and being Gullah Geechee, I've lived here, I guess, for around 30 years now. It has become an important aspect of my work. And one of the things that I want to do is really tell the story, the true story of the people on the sea islands. It's a lot of times you'll see Gullah Geechee work, and I think sometimes they look more like characters. And so I want to make sure that in my paintings, I'm showing actual people doing utilitarian things. So, you know, working the land, working with a bateau, working together as a people. So those are some of the elements that I try to convey in my painting.
You know, on your website, you talk a lot about public art. Mm-hmm. Why do you believe in the power of public art?
So yeah, I think public art is very powerful. As I was talking earlier, that I exhibit in a lot of galleries and museums, but the people that come in to see my artwork aren't usually the people that I really want to connect with and inspire. So with public artwork, anyone is able to see the artwork. So it can be, you know, a 4-year-old child or an 80-year-old person. Mm-hmm. You know, all those people will walk by and see it. And you don't have to go to like a gallery or museum. So I think that's one of the powerful elements about public works of art. And then also I do like the size a lot of times. It's mm-hmm. very impactful that, you know, a person can walk by and see something like the size of a billboard, you know, mm-hmm. the size of a building. And I really think it transforms an area. And the pieces that I've done, people really take pride in the artwork. And then once they take pride in that, they take more pride in their community.
What has been some of your favorite works that you've done of this public art? We mentioned before that you do the posters for the Bluffton Arts and Seafood Festival. You've done them for Concours. You're up at the Culinary Museum of the South. What are some of your favorite works that you're really, really proud of that anybody can enjoy?
Yeah, I really like the one that I did in Bluffton at Oscar Fraser Park. Mm-hmm. because again, it's something that, in the Field of Dreams that people can walk by and see anytime. Let's see. I know there's a public piece that I did in Kroger, which you're going to notice that mm-hmm. people really enjoyed, that piece because it's, kind of in an area that's, doesn't really stand out, but when people go over to that section, they're like, oh, I never noticed that was there. And you mentioned that the Culinary Institute of the South, I really like, that piece of work that I did since it's Gullah Geechee inspired. Mm-hmm. And there's not too many Gullah Geechee inspired, pieces. And then also at the Gullah Museum here on Hilton Head Island, mm-hmm. there's some works, that I did on the fence there. That really kind of changed the dynamic, I think, of the area there.
Yeah, it did. You know, you live in Bluffton.
Yes.
And you know, there's an art gallery on almost every single corner in mm-hmm. Old Town Bluffton. What, you know, how would you describe the Bluffton, you know, Bluffton's artistic community?
So I think, yeah, Bluffton has a very unique community, not just with fine artists, but also musicians. Mm-hmm. Poets and performing artists. And so, yeah, I think Bluffton is a very unique space that you don't find a lot of places. Like you can go to other places, but the galleries aren't, as close to each other, or you can't mm-hmm. go listen to someone, you know, perform on a patio. So I think the artist community there is very unique. And one of the things that I want to try to do as an artist and community activist is try to preserve that. So I think it's being lost, just a little bit, just because, you know, the areas are changing very quickly. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's one of the things I want to remind people is don't forget about the arts mm-hmm. and don't forget about the people that create the art. I think that's what makes a space, like Bluffton very unique.
Thanks everyone for listening. The podcast continues to grow and never miss an episode of our Five Questions podcast by subscribing to the Chamber Channel on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take a moment to download, subscribe, and leave us a review. It helps us reach more people.